Driving at night can be dangerous, but AAA says it could be much safer with new headlight technology. We're talking about adaptive driving beam headlights here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Turning on the high beams can solve the problem, but a majority of drivers don't use high beams regularly. What questions do you have about adaptive driving beam headlights? We're at 800-642-1234. Nick Jarmus is the Public Affairs Director for AAA Wisconsin. Nick, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kate.
So right now, most cars have low beams and high beams, and a driver can switch between the two. So when it comes to staying safe on the road, why might that not be enough?
Well, first of all, a lot of drivers will either not use high beams when they really should be for a number of reasons, or they don't switch back and forth when they should, which can cause difficulty for drivers who are approaching them from the other direction or are in front of them and close enough where the lights are shining directly into their mirrors. And that's one of the reasons that people avoid high beam headlights even when they should put them on, because they don't want to be that person who, once another car, turns around the bend and is approaching them from the other direction, that forgets to turn them off or doesn't turn them off in time. And then, feels like they're being rude or a bad driver or an uncourteous driver.
Well, what do we know about how much more dangerous driving at night is versus during the day?
We know that the majority of fatal crashes happen at night during darkness hours. We also know that especially for teen drivers, that escalates even higher, which is why we limit the ability of teen drivers to drive at night during the first few years that they have their license, because that reduction in visibility has such a huge impact on reaction time and just the ability to scan the roadway ahead and take in all of the information that's needed. And what we also know, as it relates to headlights, is that as speed limits have been increased and as people tend to ignore the speed limit and drive, faster than the speed limit, they're often driving faster than their headlights can throw light onto the area. So that, even further reduces your reaction time and your ability to scan far enough ahead to see objects and then react to them in time. And that's where high beam headlights can significantly increase your safety, because they allow you to illuminate the road far enough ahead that you're not outrunning the light, basically.
Well, let's talk about adaptive driving beam headlights, or ADB. How does this technology work?
This technology works by basically leaving your high beams on permanently, but then shading a portion of the light when it detects that there's either a vehicle close enough in front of you or a vehicle approaching from the other direction. This technology has been in use in Europe and in other international markets for quite some time. It's been very successful, we believe. It's difficult to directly compare crash rates and fatality rates between countries, because there's so many other factors that go into it. So we can't necessarily say how many fatality reductions, can be attributed or how much of that difference can be attributed to this technology. But we do know that it greatly increases the light that's on the road ahead of a driver, which then does increase their safety. There's been some similar technologies in use in some U.S. models in recent years that essentially switch between the high beam and low beam. So that's a little different than leaving them on and then shading them. We believe that the adaptive high beam technology or the adaptive beam technology is superior to those technologies and does provide more and more consistent light for drivers.
We're talking about a new kind of headlight that's available in Europe and Canada, not yet legal here in the U.S. It could make drivers safer at night by illuminating more of the road without blinding oncoming drivers. It's called Adaptive Driving Beam Headlights, or ADB. And Nick Jarmus is our guide. He's Director of Public Affairs for AAA Wisconsin. Let's go to the phones with Tom in Port Wing. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning. I have a 1964 Cadillac with a device on the dash that did that very same thing, and I've often wondered, because it's one of the most dangerous and annoying things, it would automatically dim the lights. And this is very old technology. Mine does not work, but I'm wondering how come it wasn't adapted long ago?
Great question, Tom. Nick?
You know, that I don't necessarily know why it's taken so long. And it's not the only example of technology that has been around for a while, but has taken a long time to be adapted or standardized. Even something like anti-lock brakes, which weren't standardized until the 80s, had been around since the 40s. So sometimes it just takes some time for research to catch up, for us to be able to make the case that this does create a significant enough safety benefit that it is worth mandating. Or in this case, we are looking for it to be mandated. But the first step is just allowing it, because right now they're not allowed. Toyota actually is the one that first approached the federal government and said, we'd like to put these in our vehicles for North America, for U.S. consumption. And so there was a proposed rules change from the National Highway Safety Administration that we provided comments on from AAA and said we support making this change to allow this technology in the U.S.
Well, Daryl from Iron Woods wants to know about those blue beam headlights. How did they pass a safety test in the U.S.? Because they can induce night blindness.
Those certainly, that's a separate issue, the type of bulb that's used. And we hear those comments all the time. We hear those complaints. Depending on exactly what you're talking about, some of them didn't pass. And in some cases, those lights are not approved by NHTSA and may or may not be prohibited by certain state laws. So, there are some aspects of a vehicle that, are mandated or allowed by federal regulation. And then there are some aspects of it that are legislated on the state level. And so that's something that I don't want to say has fallen through the cracks, but I don't think that they're necessarily explicitly allowed, mm-hmm. and I don't think they're necessarily explicitly prohibited by the federal government. That's something that then falls onto the state level to legislate.
Quickly, Nick, as we wrap up, if you have a burnt-out headlight, there are lots of options at the store. Any suggestions as to what we should be looking for?
Well, first of all, is just making sure that you are getting the correct replacement lamp that's recommended for your vehicle. If you're at the heart or the auto parts store, they should be able to help walk you through that. Either looking at your manual or looking at the catalogs that they have from the light manufacturers. But you also want to try to find something that matches what's already in there. So we would recommend not mixing and matching different bulb styles.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Nick Jarmus is Director of Public Affairs for AAA Wisconsin. We've been talking about smart headlights that help drivers see farther without blinding oncoming cars. Coming up, we talk with writer and poet Kwame Alexander about his new children's book called The Undefeated. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.